Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us once again, I can't believe a whole year has come and gone already, but the 2013 Summer Festival in Sand Lake is about to get underway. And to give us the full rundown on what's happening is Roseanne Kreitner. How are you today, Roseanne?
Outstanding.
Outstanding. I like that. Well, the days are ticking down to the big event on 47th annual. You guys have been doing this for a long, long time.
I know. I was looking at the calendar, and I was thinking, holy cow, I was in high school when this thing started.
Well, you know what?
The young chick that I am.
That's right. Exactly. Well, 47 years, and every year there's always something new and always something going on that people should come on out and take advantage of, and we're going to go right through it. Let's start with Friday. What's happening on Friday, Roseanne?
Well, we always start off with a happy hour beer tent.
Yeah.
Opens up at noon. Beer's a dollar, and that's till 4 o'clock. And then also Little Las Vegas opens up at 4 o'clock, Texas Hold'em, Blackjack. That runs till midnight.
Okay.
The Down Home Band will be playing from 2 to 6. Get some music out there.
Yeah.
Retirees are going to have their dinner, as usual, inside the building. That would require a reservation.
Okay.
I've got a phone number here if you'd like to
you
put
bet.
That on. Okay. We'd like them to call Janine at 469-9361. Before 10 o'clock tomorrow, if they'd like to attend the senior dinner.
All right.
Retirees dinner. And that's only $250 for all retirees.
Very good.
Euchre tournament takes place right after lunch, 1 o'clock. Walk-ins are welcome. Ray Carson's running that for us this year. That's going to be a good Euchre tournament.
Yeah.
Concession stand. I think they put me in charge of that.
I see your name there, so it must be you. Yeah.
I'm going to have to learn how to cook real quick here. Anyway, we're going to open the concession stand at 2 o'clock, and we are going to stay open until everybody is happy and fed and content.
Very good.
It was under the late hours. Bingo. Oh, boy. I got to tell you about bingo.
Oh, okay.
The regular bingo out at Sand Lake is played every Friday night, and they have that Michigan Progressive game.
Yeah.
You get so many numbers, you get a cover all, you can win the big jackpot. Last week, everybody thought it was going to go, and it did not. So this Friday night, 60 numbers coverall gets you at least $1,100 is what the jackpot will be. So we expect a full house there. We're encouraging everyone to come early, get their dinner at the concession stand, take it into bingo, sit there, and get ready to win lots of money.
You betcha. Wow, I love that.
So that's the bingo Friday night.
Okay.
Minute to Win It is going to take place underneath the big tent. That's based on the TV game.
Sure, yeah.
Started that a couple years ago. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Bonnie Stowe and Ray Carson are going to be the new MCs for that this year. I'm going to be in the cook shack, so it can't be two places at once.
Okay.
Dancing is going to be taking place by the band Southern Breeze from 8 o'clock till 1 in the morning.
Wow, all right.
What a full day, huh?
Man, oh man, and that's just Friday. We are not even really into the weekend.
I know. So anyway, you go home at 1 in the morning and you get a few hours sleep, then you get back in line at 9 o'clock for the Saturday parade.
Oh man, that's when lineup takes place, okay.
Saturday parade is always a big hit out at Sand Lake.
Yeah.
Floats and cars and clowns and prizes, okay, and it's never too late to get in the parade.
Oh, okay.
Just give Ron Howe a call at 362-5574 if you'd like to register your company or your store or your family. Doesn't matter. Everybody's invited to march in the parade.
Nice.
The beer tent opens at noon until 1 in the morning, again, out at the pavilion.
All right.
The Down Home Band will be playing from noon to 3:30. Concession stands open at noon.
All right.
Until whenever.
Whenever.
Arts and crafts are open up. People are renting spots out there. And again, there's still room. We've got a big field. So anybody wants a booth there, they're free to call and take a spot. Bake sale will be put on by the Ladies Auxiliary, and then you know what happens during the afternoon. And the Fireman's Hamburgers.
Man, those are good burgers.
Oh, I can smell them cooking already.
I know.
Onions are filling the area.
You bet.
Fireman's Hamburgers start at noon. A Little Las Vegas opens up at 4 o'clock till midnight. Texas Hold'em, Blackjack, the Big Wheel. And then the bingo hall turns into a bingo hall again.
Okay.
Walk-in bingo. Stop in any time from noon until 8 p.m. Play a game or two. Play a dozen games. It's up to you.
Yeah.
And we will serve food in there. We'll have runners that will provide lunch from the concession stand.
All right.
Lawnmower racing and the barstool races at 2 o'clock.
Always fun event.
Field. Yep. Just show up for that. There's no pre-registration required. And we're going to dance the night away again to Southern Breeze from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Very good.
But Saturday is the day where we open up the big tent for the kids.
Yes.
That's the family midway. That's my love and joy.
I know.
But I did turn it over to a very good friend. Okay. Made the broadcast yesterday. I forgot her name. I got tongue-tied, so I wrote it down today. India Wondero is in charge of that family midway, and she's doing a fantastic job. Only problem is we need lots of people to keep all the games open. We've grown it so big that we have all kinds of games for the kids to play.
Oh, okay.
Lots of donations from the sponsors and the business people. That's what makes it so successful.
Okay.
The kids win all kinds of prizes. But if anybody would like to still donate even an hour of their time, we're looking for younger parents. We're pretty much run by seniors out here, but if we can get some younger parents involved, just an hour of their time, just give me a call. My phone number is 469-2700.
All right.
And I'd be glad to register them up to help us on that midway. Midway runs at noon till 4 under the big tent, rain or shine. But it's not going to rain. We're not going to mention it.
You're right. We're not even going to say that word. You're right, Roseanne. Sure. You betcha. All right. Now we've got Friday and Saturday down, but there's still another big day to go.
Well, Sunday morning, come on over for breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning in the pavilion put on by the Snowgoers at Sand Lake here. Adults are only $5 for a really great buffet breakfast,
mm-hmm.
and children are only $2.
Okay.
The beer tent opens up again in the pavilion for 21 and over from noon to 6. Fireman's hamburgers are being served for lunch along with the concession stand. Arts and crafts are still open. Kids' pet parade will take place in that tent at 12 o'clock.
All right.
And the field games are at 1 o'clock in the tent.
Okay.
And there'll be prizes for the parade and the field games. Little Las Vegas is still going on in with the big wheel and blackjack from noon until 4. We wrap it up. Of course, we have the hometown band still playing from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock in there for music. Got to have music.
Yeah.
Walk-in bingo still open. And then lawn tractor and ATV pulls.
Hmm.
That's kind of fun. Out in the field there with Eric Emery running that show. Horseshoe tournament is out there at 1 o'clock.
All right.
Everybody, no pre-registration. Just bring your horse and come on out.
Come on out.
Okay. Bring your shoes, right?
That's right.
Fireman's water ball fight. Okay, now what do you think happens there?
I think they do a water ball fight.
Yeah, don't get too close because you'll get a free shower.
You'll get wet. You're right.
3 o'clock. That's a great show. Everybody seems to like that. And then at 5 o'clock, we wrap it up by having our big prize drawing. Tickets are available at the pavilion all during the festival to win a whole bunch of good prizes.
Wow.
At 5 o'clock. And then everybody says, yay, another year's done, and we start planning for the 48th year.
Right. I was just going to say, you probably get to rest on your laurels for about a day, and then
know,
it's back
I
at
know.
It again.
It takes a lot of people to put this on, and we certainly appreciate all the volunteers that have come forward. If they haven't come forward yet, we're just waiting for their phone call so we can keep everything rocking and rolling all weekend.
You bet, and just $2 for a button to get into all those events, right?
You don't need a button to come to the festival, just to go under the pavilion.
Oh, just for the pavilion?
To show that you're 21.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Yeah, no. There's no admission to this festival. Everything's wide open.
That is terrific. All right. Now, we went through things pretty quickly there, Roseanne. Now, you guys got a website where they can find all the information anytime, right?
Yep. www.sandlakeheightsmi.com.
Yeah. And, of course, this is all sponsored by the Sand Lake Heights Men's Association, and it's going to be a fun time. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, August 9th, 10th, and 11th, the summer festival out there in Sand Lake. And Roseanne Kreitner. Roseanne, always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll look forward to a great weekend there in Sand Lake.
Appreciate your taking our call and advertising for us, and come on out, everybody. Thank you very much.